The 4th century BC doctor Menecrates of Syracuse suffered from megalomania, or, to be slightly pretentiously French, folie de grandeur. He was said to have had such a high opinion of himself that he adopted the name Zeus, and required anyone he cured of epilepsy to be his slave and answer to the name of one of the other gods. If the Greeks had used their word syndrome, literally a running together, in the sense syndrome, or if there were a perceived need in our own time for a way to disparage pomposity, whether or not in doctors, such an attitude of self-aggrandizement might appropriately be called the Menecrates syndrome. But no one nowadays would be as likely to look back to the Greek pantheon as to draw on fictional characters in books and movies. In this case, perhaps the Buzz Lightyear syndrome or the Bolt the Dog syndrome. Most medical syndromes are either named after the researcher who first identifies them, or they are in some way descriptive of the condition to which they refer. Perhaps not surprisingly, therefore, very few syndromes named from fiction have made it into the professional literature. The only such syndromes in the 32nd edition of Dorland's Medical Dictionary are the Alice in Wonderland syndrome, the Othello syndrome, and the Pickwickian syndrome. Fictional sources, by their very nature, have popular appeal and are often inherently whimsical, and syndromes so named tend, therefore, to be colloquial and sometimes have more formal alternative designations. The Alice in Wonderland syndrome is a disorienting neurological condition that causes the sufferer to experience size distortion. It is also known as Todd's syndrome, after its discoverer, the psychiatrist John Todd, 1914 to 1987, and as Lilliputian hallucinations, after the island of Lilliput in Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels. Mad Hatter syndrome is another name for mercury poisoning, exposure to mercury vapors being an occupational hazard in the making of hats. The Mad Hatter is a character in Alice in Wonderland. The Othello syndrome, also named by Todd, for the tragically suspicious hero of Shakespeare's play, has several other designations, such as delusional jealousy and the erotic jealousy syndrome. The Pickwickian syndrome, named after the eponymous hero of Charles Dickens' first novel, The Pickwick Papers, is also known as the obesity hypoventilation syndrome. The Dr. Strangelove syndrome, named for the eponymous character in a 1964 movie, is also known as the alien, or anarchic, hand syndrome. The Don Juan syndrome, which affects men addicted to sexual intercourse, is more formally known as satyriasis, after the goatish creatures of Greek religion. The Sherlock Holmes syndrome is a popularizing equivalent name for Asperger's syndrome. Finally, here's a list of fictional characters whose syndromes neither appear often or yet in the medical literature, nor have more formal equivalents. Cinderella, Dorian Gray, Huckleberry Finn, Lady Macbeth, Lady Windermere, Mowgli, Munchausen, Peter Pan, Pollyanna, Rapunzel, Rip Van Winkle, Snow White, Prince Charming, the Frog Prince, and Superman. They are perhaps best researched on the internet, the natural home for such things. But be aware of the potential hazards of internet addiction disorder. Do a search. Which might be more appealingly known as the... Any suggestions?